He takes her red lace panties off and tosses them into the corner under the floor. It's an unusual thing for her to wear red lace panties, but today is an extraordinary day. Today, they've planned to have hot, passionate sex. Today is the day that she feels good and allowing lusty passion to flow. Today is the day he's going to ravish every inch of her. The phone rings. She remembers she forgot to throw that load of laundry in. She's distracted. He fumbles with her about getting her to orgasm before he does. And then the baby starts to cry. I know that you all want to feel the aliveness of a hot, passionate sex life, but perhaps you've lost your way with the many distractions of life, or you never knew how to get there in the first place. And that's exactly why we're here, to get you onto the path to passion. Hi, everybody. I'm so thrilled to be here with you and to share with you what I've learned about creating an amazing, awesome, incredible sex life. Just a little bit about me, because some of you I don't know, and some of you may not know me, and this may be your first introduction to me. So just a little bit I'll share. I am an award-winning sexologist. I've had the great joy and pleasure of writing 4 books, including my newest book, Cuff, Tied, and Satisfied. I've been featured in major media such as Good Morning America, VH1, Anderson Cooper, Nightline, and many more shows, radio, magazines, all that fun good stuff. I've worked with thousands of private clients, including A-list celebrities, I can't mention, and helping all these people transform their sex life. I've spoken on stages around the world, including for Tony Robbins, who has coached over 30 million people over the last 30 years, including Oprah and Hugh Jackman and some other major, major players. And most importantly, I have a hot, passionate sex life with full expression and satisfaction. But it wasn't always that way. See, I went from a total sex goddess to a completely freaked out new mom, and luckily I went back to a sex goddess again. But there was actually a time when I couldn't get anyone to have sex with me, and my partner had no interest. He didn't want anything to do with it. He had lost his libido completely. Mine was in the tank. And we had a new baby, and my pelvic floor was blown to pieces. I'm talking diapers, all kinds of mess. I'll share you all the TMI juicy details. But it was not pretty. I thought I would never have normal sex again. I thought I would never have sex without pain. I thought I would never have a fight without, please have sex with me, begging all the time. And, people say, you couldn't get anyone to have sex with you? Yes, it was true. It's true. So I'm getting a little vulnerable here with you. And I was, here I am, a sexologist and a teacher and a coach, and I felt absolutely incongruent. And I was crying myself to sleep at night going, what's wrong with me? Why am I so alone? And I felt miserable and alone and sad and like I was failing, not just at my relationship. I was failing at my career. I was failing the people who look up to me for advice. However, it wasn't until I discovered really some fundamental elements that started to change what my partner and I were doing, and we started to have a passionate relationship like the one we had when we first met. I'm talking like I walk in the room, and I don't know if you guys know this feeling, but that smile that you can't help when your partner walks in the room, like that giddy, I'm so in love with you, oh my God, it's you smile that you really can't help. Like it just spreads across your face. That's what started happening. And so what I'm really excited about is sharing some of those things that I discovered on this call tonight. And I'm so grateful for all that I went through, because if it hadn't been for those things, I wouldn't know what I know now. So I'm glad that I had those struggles with my partner, and I'm glad that I'm able to now share some of the things that I learned with you. So my big mission is to help men, women, and couples to learn more about their sexuality so that they can have deeper connections, lasting passion. I'm talking passion for the lifetime of your relationship, and total sexual fulfillment. I'm so passionate about this because I see so much suffering and so much pain that comes from shutting down our sexuality, and it's unnecessary. I see sexuality as something that is our aliveness, and what I see when people start to shut it down is a slow death of who we are and who we're meant to be and the excitement that is of life, the passion and pleasure in life. What I see is that most of the couples I work with have lost attraction and passion over time, which creates this disconnection and the loss of aliveness in their relationship. And I see major breakdowns in priority and communication. And around the world, among both couples and singles, for all you singles out there, I see a lack of education around sexuality that leads to fear of failure. It leads to poor confidence, it leads to anxiety, and that keeps you from really enjoying sex. And hey, what's the point of sex if we're not enjoying it and connecting? So, all right, so let's all get present together. I don't want you to be distracted. I want you to learn as much as possible while you're here. So take advantage of this. So I want to take a moment for you just to shut off your computer, get your notebook out, get a pen and paper, because we're going to dive in and you're going to want to take notes. This is a night full of information and I want you to remember it. So take notes. Okay, so let's just sink in together. Let's take just a moment just to feel one another because there's a lot of people on this call. Congratulations, all of you who came. I just want to really honor you and just say, awesome. You've prioritized your relationship tonight and your sex life and or creating a future, calling somebody amazing into your life if you're single. Okay, so let's all breathe and feel one another and settle in. Get out your wiggles. Take away the distractions. Get quiet. Put your feet flat on the floor. Close your eyes. Just notice how your body feels right now. If there's tension, if there's excitement, if there's nervousness. Notice if a deeper breath comes in with just awareness of what is. Beautiful. Thank you for that moment. Okay, so here's what we're going to cover tonight. We're going to look at the two biggest problems with relationships right now. So the two biggest problems with relationships right now. What is passion, and why are there so many passionless relationships? Why do we have a passionless epidemic happening right now? What are some of the solutions to help you create more desire and attraction? We're going to look at why learning another sex technique isn't going to help you increase sexual satisfaction, but understanding five arousal blueprints will. Believe me, I knew plenty of sex techniques, and I was still having trouble. So we're going to learn what each arousal blueprint needs to feel aroused and the problems that they face, how you can actually determine what your blueprint is, and at the end there's going to be a live Q&A with me, so be sure to save your questions. If you have a question, write it down in your notebook, and we can save those until the end. Great. So I'm ready, if you're ready. Let's take a look at problem number one, which is a lack of desire, attraction, and passion. First, what is passion? My definition of passion is when you both have love and lust. It's when both your heart and your sex are completely attuned to each other. It's when you trust him and feel safe enough with him that when he looks at you with fire in his eyes and pushes you up against a wall with unbridled desire, you want him to ravish you with every fiber of his masculine being. Passion means that you feel wanted, you feel desired, you feel attractive and loved and connected all at the same time. Passion means feeling intimate connection and at the same time radiant with sexual aliveness. How's that for a definition? Why is it important? Why do we need passion? Well, it breathes life into your relationship. Love is the foundation, but lusty desire is the glue that holds the bricks together. It's like love is the foundation of your building. If you were building a building, that is your relationship. Yet the lusty desire that we have for one another is what actually holds all the bricks together in that building. So we need both. We need both love and lusty desire. Without passion, one or both of you is usually suffering, maybe in silence, but there is great suffering, believe me. I hear about it. Usually women feel older, they have more body image issues, men feel undervalued, and they feel criticized, and they feel like failures. You lose your aliveness without passion, and you sit on the couch hoping to escape into other people's dramas instead of making love to each other. So here's just a few statistics, facts. Did you know that 1 in 3 long-term relationships in America are sexless? That's a lot of people. A lot of people. 1 in 3 long-term relationships in America. This is why I say it's a silent epidemic that no one's talking about. And that's sexless. And for the remaining relationships, they may be having sex, but it's not great sex. And for the most part, it lacks passion completely. There's love, but where's the fire? So let's take a look at the 3 reasons why passion and attraction are dying in relationships. Number 1, we have a lack of polarity. As a culture, we've moved into relationships that are focused on equality. Passion. I want you to think of polarity like a magnet. So if you have a magnet, say you have one magnet in one hand and another magnet in the other hand, what happens when you take those magnets closer and closer and closer together if they're both on the same pole? They repel one another. However, if we have opposite poles, there's intense attraction to one another. The closer and closer you get, you can feel. You can literally feel the attraction of the two magnets until, snap, they pop together because they can't resist one another, even though they may want to. They can't resist one another. And that's what hot attraction's about. So most of us have been taught that what polarity is about is masculine and feminine. But what does it really mean to be a masculine or a feminine? And what I see today is that there's a problem in an unconsciousness about where you are in terms of your polarity and what you really want to be in your relationship. And also there's confusion about what does it really mean to be masculine? And I don't mean to be a man. I mean to be masculine because there are women who are very masculine and there are men who are very feminine. So this isn't about gender. It's about an energy. And it's also not black and white. It is a scale and can flow and it can be very fluid. And there's many things in between the extreme of masculine and the extreme of feminine. And so polarity also goes beyond masculine and feminine. We hear this so much about masculine and feminine, but it's also about being able to hold the differences between these two. And we can be comfortable and equal and have no passion, or we can live in the tension. I just saw a quote recently. I can't remember who said it, but it was, those who are comfortable create no movement in their life, and those who can live in the tension create magnificent things. And we want to create sexual tension, which then leads to fulfillment. So it's not just about masculine and feminine. It's also about the tension between the light and the light is like the angelic and the beautiful. Not that dark can't be beautiful too, but the dark is about the bad boy energy or bad girl energy. Sometimes we want a little bad boy energy to push us up against a wall. And it's also, polarity is also about being surrendered and learning how to really let go and being in power. And this is what we're seeing so much in this 50 Shades of Grey phenomenon and, you know, some of that stuff that's going on right now, because we are craving We are craving being surrendered. Many women are craving surrender. They're craving a little bit of dark energy. They're craving those things. And so that's why it's so popular, is because we want to surrender. We want to let go. We want to just melt into unbelievable orgasm. Yet our men have been taught to be good boys. And there's nothing wrong. I don't want to make anybody wrong or bad or broken here. Being a good guy, there's nothing wrong with being a good guy. But sometimes in the bedroom, when we get conscious of this polarity, we want to be able to have the freedom and the vocabulary to go, you know what, tonight I'm going to put on a little bit of my bad boy in control energy and what that can bring. So lack of polarity and polarity is masculine, feminine, light, dark, and surrendered and in power. Those things. And remember, they're a scale. So that's reason number one. Reason number two is it's the loss of something I call a passion trifecta. What is the passion trifecta? Well, it contains three things: mystery, obstacle, and naughtiness. So mystery, let's just take a look at that. When we get into a relationship, we have a lot of mystery at the beginning. We don't know each other. There's all this, like, ooh, what's going to happen? We haven't slept together yet. We've got all this sort of buildup of tension because we're in the mystery. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know where it's going. So the mystery eventually dies out. Because we live together, because, you know, we share the same bathroom, because we've seen everything, we know everything. And, you know, we think in our culture that intimacy means our partner knowing every single thing about us and seeing all of these things. Well, yes, that creates intimacy. It may not necessarily create hot sex. So how do we cultivate mystery? So we lose that mystery, and we need to consciously cultivate the mystery. The next piece of the passion trifecta is obstacle. And people say to me, oh, but Jaya, I don't want obstacles in my relationship. This is fun obstacle. This is playful obstacle. These are things like, you know, if I go back to polarity and we're looking at, you know, surrendered and in control is doing something like, you know, tonight you're not allowed to touch me. Only I can touch you. Or obstacle might be something like, tonight we have to keep our underwear on, yet we have to figure out a way to play. And think about it. When you first get in a relationship, there are plenty of obstacles there. You know, maybe your partner isn't ready to go all the way. And so there's that obstacle. And that makes it even hotter. My partner and I, Ian, we've been playing with this lately because I have a cold. You can probably hear it in my voice. And I've had this thing for like a month. And we haven't been able to kiss because he doesn't want to catch it. And so that's been this huge obstacle. And oh my gosh, it's been so hot. Because we're just like, we can't kiss. So we get our lips like really close together. He's probably getting all kinds of germs just from that. But, you know, we've been playing with that obstacle, and it's been so yummy and juicy. So we see our partner get ready in the morning. We reveal everything for once of closeness. And we wear fuzzy, we wear sweats, and we stop seducing eventually. And so, and, you know, we don't have novelty. The naughtiness can also stand for novelty, meaning something new in our relationship. We need to be constantly bringing in newness and novelty, and that also includes a little edge of naughtiness. How can you bring a little naughty into your... So in order to have a deeper connection, we believe that all the obstacles should dissolve. However, if you guys think about it, every great attraction has this passion trifecta: mystery, obstacle, naughtiness, or novelty. Think of Romeo and Juliet. They had it. They had, you know, feuding families. Talk about obstacle. He can't, you know, they shouldn't even be together. They break that rule. There's all the naughtiness. Of course, they have tons of mystery because they come from different families and they don't know each other. They actually meet in a masquerade. So, you know, there's everything created there to create irresistible attraction between them. And so, you know, oh, another one that I really love is the Twilight series. I know, I admit it. I'm a Twilight fan. So the Twilight series where we have a vampire. My goodness, I mean, there's mystery all over it, just the fact that he's a vampire. And he can't read her mind. His gift is a mind reader. And all of a sudden, he's got an obstacle, the one person who's can't read. And, of course, that creates mystery because now he can't read her thoughts. And they're not supposed to be together, obviously, because he's a vampire and she's a human, and that poses a huge, you know, there's the Romeo and Juliet thing. Two different worlds that they come from creates an obstacle, which, of course, they break, the naughtiness, and, of course, everything's novel because they're in a brand new relationship. So if we can consciously create this, that's where we create hot passion for a lifetime. So when you don't know how to consciously create polarity and use the passion trifecta, you lose that magnetic attraction where you can't keep your hands off each other, even if you tried it. All right, point number three is loss of arousal due to poor health, diet, and lifestyle. So even things that you think might be good for you can actually be detrimental to your sexual health and arousal. Simply not getting enough sleep, you guys, affects your sex hormones and your orgasmic pleasure. I'd like to run through four obstacles to great sexual health and pleasure. The first one being biomechanical. I know that's a big word, so write these down. Let's just call it the physical. And so physical are things like your pain in your body. Inflexibility. You can't get into those sexual positions because you have a bad knee or, you know, things we're not even looking at, like our pelvis is unstable and that's affecting the nerve flow, or something in our low back, which is affecting nerve flow to the genitals. The emotional. So emotional can be resentment built up in your relationship. This is a big one. You know, emotional can be, I feel criticized by her all the time. Emotional can be, he doesn't listen to me. Emotional can be, there was an affair in the past. Emotional can be, I'm afraid to date because I have anxiety that I can't perform in the bedroom. Qualities. Biochemical. So the biochemical qualities are things like your hormones. Are you going through menopause? In a place where you just have no libido because your hormones have tanked because your adrenals are not functioning properly. And then finally, we have energetic, and this ties back to polarity. So we're actually bioenergetic before we're physical, before we're emotional, before we're biochemical. And so the energetic is another really big piece, and a lot of people don't even talk about it or look at it. You need to know what your specific obstacles are so that you can turn these obstacles around into the four pathways to optimal sexual health and pleasure. When you don't know how to live a healthy lifestyle that supports your sexuality, you don't have the energy at the end of the day to actually build arousal. Libido is one of the very first things to go when you aren't feeling well. And I mean, this is a big excuse that I hear. I'm exhausted. I'm too tired at the end of the day to have sex. And it shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't be too tired at the end of the day to make connection and love at the end of the day. That, you know, that's not natural and normal. Also, what we consider most attractive, pay attention all you single folks, is usually what we consider healthy at that time in our culture. So healthy equals attractive. When you are healthy, you're able to procreate. So that sends a message to the person who's looking at you as, ooh, this is a good mate. They look healthy. They look like they have a lot of good, healthy estrogen in order to procreate with me. They look like they have a lot of good, healthy testosterone. And we're looking at that when we're looking at who we're attracted to. Your overall health is connected to your sexual health, and this is often very, very not looked at. So there was a study I just actually read a few days ago about, they studied doctors and if they asked their patients about sex at all. And this was even among OBGYNs. Do you ask your you know, your patients, if they have sexual arousal or how their libido is, or if they actually feel pleasure during sex. And the doctors weren't asking any questions about sex. And they don't know what to ask, or they're ashamed themselves or afraid to actually ask about sex. They don't know what to look for, nor do they know sexually related issues, especially when it comes to female sexuality, because we've got, you know, there is no Viagra for female libido. At least they haven't figured out how to create one yet. So I know the Viagra. It's called the Passion Trifecta. It's called Knowing Her Blueprint, which I'm about to touch on here in a second. So let's go ahead and is the lack of sexual skills leading to a lack of satisfaction. So let's take a look at what is total sexual fulfillment and satisfaction. What does that mean? What does that look like? It's when your mind lost in the timeless. You're lost in that timeless place of pleasure. You're not looking at the clock. You're not worried about anything. Your mind is shut off and you're lost in it. It's orgasm. It's not just the clitoral sneeze or the genital sneeze. It's the full body, transcendent place that leaves you full and empty at the same time. It's when both partners feel deep connection as opposed to two people having separate sexual experiences. It's being fully present in your body and experiencing each delicious moment of passion. It's when you have enough confidence in your skills that you can relax into receiving pleasure through your lover's body instead of being in anxiety about what you're doing right or what am I doing wrong and is she turned on? I don't know. So we're totally there and we have confidence and competence. Why is sex so dissatisfying? Well, it's because approximately 63% of us are not getting our sexual needs met. And that's due to poor sexual education and lack of mentorship around sex. I ask audiences all over the world, how many of you had a great sex education? And maybe one or two people. Crowds of 1,000 people or more. We simply have had bad sexual mentorship. And because of poor sex education, there's this deep fear of failure, so you give up before you've even begun, and many of you have been so criticized and rejected so much that you don't even bother to talk about what you want or what feels good. Guys, a lot of you are so worried about her happiness that you forget about your own pleasure, and that creates a cycle where she feels your anxiety, and then she isn't satisfied, so it's a self-perpetuating thing. And eventually, because you aren't having mind-blowing orgasms and you resign to this life of mediocre connection at all. So what are solutions? I like to focus on solutions. What are solutions to getting greater fulfillment and sexual satisfaction? Please get out your notebooks. Please write this down. So one of the biggest solutions that I have found is actually speaking each other's erotic languages. So I have discovered through years and years and years of working with people and on people's bodies, 5 erotic blueprints. Now, this is a tried and true system that really works. I have, for the people who implement it and do it and learn it, it works. So what are the 5 blueprints? So there are 5 of them, and it is energetic, write this down, energetic, sensual, sexual, kinky, and the final one is called a shapeshifter. And so you need to learn both nonverbal communication, and because that's really like over 90% of what is actually heard. So you need to learn these in nonverbal communication, and you need to learn them also the way you speak them. And so the blueprints, if I made them like a language, energetic would be Chinese, so write that next to that. That's like beautiful calligraphy, beautiful Chinese characters. Sensual is like this gorgeous French that just slips and drizzles off the tongue. And the sexual is like a beautiful American, you know, just a pure American dialect there. And then we have the kinky, which is like a very exotic Persian. And then we have a shapeshifter who can speak all the languages. So what do you need to know about each blueprint? Well, let's start with energetics are turned on by anticipation, tease, They're turned on by space. What you need to know most about the energetics is that they need time to assimilate, meaning if you go in too quick, too fast, they're going to short circuit and they are not going to feel as much. They're very sensitive. They're like a hot wire. And so they feel more than the average person. They feel a lot. They can feel, you know, your emotions before you do sometimes. And so an energetic needs sometimes not even to be touched, but to be looked at or to be have your hands hovering over their body. The energetic struggles with short-circuiting. Too much, too quick, too fast will totally short-circuit them, and they'll sometimes even say, I don't feel anything. I don't feel anything. When the opposite is true, they actually just feel so much that they just shut down in order not to feel everything and feel so bombarded and overwhelmed with what's going on. The other issue they sometimes have is feeling like they're better than everyone else. They get a little hierarchical, like, oh, my form of sexuality is so spiritual, or I'm doing this, you know, because I'm pure and this is for enlightenment, instead of honoring that there are other sexual blueprints. And so there can be a real disconnect or a, like, this is better sex because I experience it this way, rather than there's room for all different sexual expressions. The next one, let's take a look at the sensual. And the sensual is mostly turned on by things like all of their senses being ignited. They're turned on most by relaxation and comfort. As a matter of fact, a sensual will most often say, I feel so relaxed. And that's their way of saying, I'm so turned on. A sensual brings beauty to the sexual experience. They're the ones who want to light the candles and make a hot bath and make sure everything is in its perfect order. So is that a sensual needs to relax in order to awaken to their sexual expression. Deeply, they're deeply sexual, but only when they feel the conditions are right. One of the problems they face really is getting out of their head and into their body. So a sensual frequently will have so much mind chatter going on. They're thinking about all the things they forgot to do. They're thinking about how the song isn't right. They're thinking about how my partner, being a sensual the other night, he interrupted our sex to go over to the iPad and fix the music. That's a very sensual trait, which sometimes drives the other blueprints crazy when you're in the middle of something hot and steamy. So the sensual will get easily distracted, like by the socks on the floor or something they forgot to do, or a very, very sensitive to smells. And so they really need the conditions to be right. They need whole hand, full body, long touch. I mean, that's how to really speak their language. Okay, the next one is the sexual, and the sexual is turned on by pure sexuality. So this is a nude body. They love visuals, breasts, body parts, genitals. They bring so much fun to the sexual experience. They're quick to be turned on, so they can go from 0 to 100 in no time. They seem very simple. They're easygoing. They're easily satisfied in bed. The issue with the sexual, the problems they face, is that they sometimes have a very limited definition of sexuality. So their definition of sex is, I'm erect and ready to go, and we've all had our orgasms, good sex. Or, you know, a person who's very focused on their orgasm, and if they didn't have an orgasm, then it's a very disappointed evening. Something wasn't fulfilled. It wasn't successful. The other thing is that they sometimes forget about the other blueprints. Well, most of you don't even know about them yet, and you're learning tonight. But they don't realize that there's more foreplay would be good, or, you know, they don't realize that everybody can go to 0 to 60 like they do, and they don't understand why. Well, I'm touching his penis. He should be turned on. I don't understand. Well, it's not that simple. If you have a guy who's a sensual, he's going to want to be touched. Long, slow stroke played with. So I think it's really, really important. It's especially important for the sexual blueprint. So we want to know that our definition of sex can be expanded and that it's the journey to the orgasm that's really exciting. Okay. Next is the kinky blueprint. And the kinky blueprint is turned on by anything taboo. So this is where your naughtiness really comes in. And kinky, when I say taboo, taboo means anything that is out of your particular box. So taboo for one person can mean having sex out of missionary position. Taboo for another person could mean I'm getting out some handcuffs. Taboo for another person could mean I want you to suspend me, you know, and total bondage, total restraint. Different depending upon who you're working with. Now, a lot of people in this blueprint I also see turned on by power dynamic. I touched on this a little bit earlier, which is somebody who's in control and someone who's surrendered. So power dynamic is very important to them. The issues that this blueprint face are deep shame. This is where I see the most shame and usually the most hiding and not fully disclosing themselves to their partner is because they have shame, they have fear of rejection. There's a lot that can go on here with that depth of this is not right, this is wrong, I'm bad, all of that self-talk. As well as sometimes they get stuck on one particular thing that turns them on, and so that becomes their only pathway to arousal, which then becomes a rut, eventually rave. So an example here would be someone who is only turned on by feet and, you know, their partner doesn't particularly so that. So then we only have one route to arousal and that doesn't work for everyone. So we have to find other routes to arousal. Okay. So I want to give you a few things. Oh, I have one more. I have the shapeshifter. So the shapeshifter is someone who is turned on by all of these. Now, a lot of people want to claim that they're shapeshifters, but I see very few people who start out as a shapeshifter. We eventually turn people into shapeshifters, but we don't start out as shapeshifters, and we have our core blueprint that we are. Now, you can be a combination of a couple of these, but essentially, a shapeshifter is someone who has a wide vocabulary. They are multilingual. They can speak many, many things, and they're very turned on by variety. I see two different types of shapeshifters. One type of shapeshifter is someone who is turned on by all of these in one evening. Literally, they have to stack all of these blueprints in one night. And I'm kinky. Tomorrow, I'm energetic. The next day I'm sensual, and they change from evening to evening, so it's always important to check in. Now, issues with shapeshifters, they get bored very easily. Oftentimes, they shapeshift into whatever their partner is in order to please their partner, but they're finding themselves never really turned on, and oftentimes, shapeshifters confused about their sexuality, especially if most of their shapeshifting is in the problem areas of their sexuality. All right, so how do we figure out what our blueprint is? Well, the best way to figure out is actually playing something I call an A-B game. And this is where you literally go through your partner's body. And if you don't have a partner, you could do this on yourself. But you give different kinds of touch. So let's say a light hovering touch for energetic. And you say, okay, this is touch A. And then you do a whole-handed, long, sensual stroke, maybe with some oil, just to make it really, maybe something smells really good. And this is B. Which touch do you prefer, A or B? And you keep going through each blueprint touch-wise. And just to give you a couple little ideas. So energetic touch would be hovering over the body, like not even touching, or taking your fingertips and just very lightly stroking very slowly along your partner's hair on their body somewhere. Or eye gazing, or using your breath on your partner's body. Some of those are the more, or a very light feather, very slow and light on your partner's body. Those are all more energetic types of touch that you can compare other types of touch to. Sensual touch is whole-handed, long strokes, usually with oil or something that feels really good. You can also use many sensation items, so like something furry, like a fur mitt. Or I got this great mitt at Williams & Sonoma that's bamboo, like a dishwashing mitt, and that thing feels amazing. So you can use different kinds of sensation on their body for the sensuals. The sexuals, turning your own sexual energy on while you touch is helpful, but you can always touch genitals if you're in that kind of relationship. But touching genitals, touching breasts, areas, and they're going to that would be, you know, the A, B choice. They're going to choose that if they're more of a sexual. And then kinky might be light slaps, you know, or heavy slaps to thighs or butt or a cheek or holding your partner down a little bit, like holding their hip bones down or their shoulders down, something like that, or getting a kinky play item. That you might, you know, maybe just take a little bit of rope and tie it around their ankle and see if that could be choice A, and then do some light hovering touch, and that's choice B, and C, you know, as you start comparing these, you'll start to see patterns. And you could do this quickly. It doesn't have to take an hour, but, you know, I can usually determine somebody's blueprint in about 10, 15 minutes. So you can do that quickly. Also paying attention to how your partner talks. And, you know, if you hear somebody talk about, oh, you know, it was the energy that flowed between us, that's, or the connection that I felt, that's much more energetic. Or sensual, they might say something like, that just felt really good. And sensuals also moan a lot out loud, and they touch. A sexual, you know, they're going to say something like, give me a blowjob. They're just going to say flat out what it is that they want. Like, I initiate sexually. So I'll say things to my partner like, would you like to have sex tonight? You know, like, I initiate that way. He's a sensual. He wants to be initiated differently. So he wants me to come up behind him and feel my body and rest him and rub his arms. He wants me to initiate sex that way versus me verbally in my sexual way initiating. So this also tells you something about the blueprint. So those are some ways to uncover what you are. And also just listening to me tonight, you may have already have an inkling of what you are and where you're at. All right, so knowing how to speak, how to feed, how to heal, and how to expand these blueprints. I want you to write that down. Speak, feed, heal, and expand. If you can do that, it will help you to get your sexual needs met. It will raise your sexual satisfaction, and it will broken. What I hear so often from people is, I thought I was broken. Then you taught me about these blueprints, and I'm not broken. It's just my blueprint. It's just the way that I'm wired. And that's okay, you know, especially in our culture who has a very almost all the techniques are taught for sexually wired people and things out there and education out there is for sexually wired people that leaves out all the other people there. I mean, we're getting more kink awareness, but, you know, what about the energetic? Those poor energetics are all left out. I have seen this work for couples again and again and again because you can then know, like, oh, I'm a sensual. Maybe if I find another sensual, awesome. But because, one, it really helps you have a language and an understanding that creates a foundation for growth. And, two, it does create deeper connection, healing, and sexual satisfaction. So you have to learn the sex skills for each blueprint. You don't know what you don't know. I mean, there's just so much more that is erotically possible out there. And me, I will never, ever, 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 ever stop learning about sex. I mean, some people say I'm a sex expert, and it's like, I won't stop. I will keep learning and learning and learning and learning and learning because there's so much to learn. And that's what I love about sex and about what I do is that there's so much to learn. And I also don't want to miss out on what's possible. And many of you are missing out on what is possible, and you're staying stuck in a mediocre sex life. So I encourage you to get a real sex education, and then you can become a superhero sex master. I love that. I'm not just talking about being a good lover. I'm talking about an, oh my God, that blew my mind kind of lover. So let's take a moment to review. We have the two major problems: loss of attraction and desire, and lack of skills and satisfaction. Why we have these problems: we have equality and loss of polarity. We aren't conscious of the passion trifecta, mystery, obstacle, naughtiness, or novelty. We aren't looking at the four obstacles to our sexual health and pleasure: the physical, the emotional, the biochemical, and the energetic. We don't have education and understanding around the five erotic blueprints. I mean, imagine if everybody was taught those. If everyone in this world was taught those five blueprints, how much of a big difference that would feel, and people would not feel broken. And we have so much fear around sexuality. We fear rejection. We feel making a mistake. We have all this fear that perpetuates the problems. So what are the solution processes that we can use. Let's review some of the things I talked about tonight. So solution number one, consciously create polarity. This works because we become conscious of where we are and what we want to create so that we can play more dynamically with sexual attraction. It solves the problem of loss of attraction. Solution number two, put the passion trifecta in place, that mystery, obstacle, naughtiness, and novelty. This creates the conditions that you had at the beginning of a relationship, and through those conditions, it solves the issue of a boring, stale, or rote sex life. So all of you who are single, it's awesome to know this because now you know how to prevent passion from dying once you get into a relationship. Solution number three, know your four obstacles to sexual health and pleasure. This helps you to get aware about where your health is around the four pathways to optimal sexual health and pleasure. Solution number four, speak, feed, heal, and expand those five blueprints. This works to give you a language and understand your own and your partner's sexuality and how they are best aroused. And by understanding how to speak, feed, heal, and expand your partner's blueprint, you're able to both give and receive more sexual satisfaction. And solution number five is to speak arousal in words and presence instead of criticizing. And this works because it creates a space where you're talking to the turn-on part of the brain instead of the fight-or-flight part of the brain. When we're in fight-or-flight, we're not in our bodies feeling our sexual sensations. So when you get the nervous system to relax, you get deeper turn-on and openness can really occur. Okay, so there we go. Consciously creating polarity, using the passion trifecta, putting that in place, knowing your obstacles to sexual health and pleasure, speaking, feeding, healing, and expanding those five blueprints, and just to review in case you missed them, energetic, sensual, sexual, kinky, and shapeshifters. And you're going to speak arousal words and presence. And be present and aware instead of criticizing. I often say if I could teach anybody just one thing to improve their sex life, it would be awareness, just learning how to be aware. And your awareness is going to help you in determining what your blueprint is and what your partner's blueprint is. So in order to create more passion and more satisfaction in your sexual life, you need a proven system that gets you results. A system that teaches you what your blueprint and your partner's blueprint is and how to master the five erotic blueprints. This opens you up to an unlimited world of huge turn-on. You need a system that teaches you how to become more polarized and how to communicate in a way that arouses as opposed to pushing your partner away. You need a system that teaches you how to prioritize your relationship and create the conditions for exploration that results in more fun, more sexual frequency, and fulfillment. And importantly, you need to be open to allowing someone to teach you and passionate about really making a change and taking action. Okay. So here's where I get really excited. So forgive me if I speed up and I go really fast because I just get excited. And sometimes I'm kind of like a puppy. And, you know, when a puppy comes home and I get really excited. So I'm going to try to slow down because you're going to love this. I have an event coming up and it's called Path to Passion. And this is your event for bringing connected, alive, and passionate sex back in your relationship. It's going to be April 18th and 19th in Los Angeles, California. We're going to dive really deep into ways that you can get more lusty, hot passion, and prevent passion from dying in your relationship. I know that most of you desire and total sexual fulfillment, and this event promises to get you onto that path to passion. You will leave knowing more on the five core erotic blueprints, specifically yours and your partner's, so that you can create more satisfaction and freedom, freedom of expression. We don't express ourselves sexually. And what turns you on? Let's start talking about what turns us on. You'll leave knowing the passion trifecta strategies for more enjoyment, fun, and time together building passion. You'll learn how to get out of your head and into your body so that you can be present to your sexual pleasure. I mean, if you're up in your head, you can't feel your partner between your legs. You'll get sex education that gives you all the pleasurable possibilities within your reach. You'll learn the power of polarity and how to play in a polarized way for increased attraction and desire. We'll take a look at those four obstacles to sexual health and pleasure so that you're clear as to what's stopping you from creating the relationship and sex life you really, really desire. It's really exciting. Path to Passion is valued at $997. But because you're here with me on this teleseminar, and you've hung in there with me, thank you, all of you. You guys have been so present and amazing, and it makes me so excited. So I'm going to give you an event special. As long as you register in the next 7 days, you can come to this two-day event for only $197. So right now, go to yourpathtopassion.com. Again, that's yourpathtopassion.com. Discounting this event from $997 to $197, it's because I want to create a community and a conversation around passionate, satisfying sexuality. And I want to end the cycle of dead relationships and shame about our desires. If you feel it, yes, nod your head. I'm on a mission and I'm really eager to serve. So for those of you who sign up this week, we're offering a bonus ticket. So that's two tickets for $197. So you get to bring your husband or your wife or your boyfriend or your partner or your best friend as a gift, but only if you sign up in the next 7 days. So very soon the price will go way up. So be sure to visit the site. It's yourpathtopassion.com for this awesome. I'm so excited. It's one of my favorite events. It's a big event. I love it. And we're already site. Some special guest here to talk to you. Oh, just a reminder, it is in Los Angeles, April 18th and 19th. Both days are full days. There's loads of content designed to help you. The event is open to both couples and singles. This is a system, you guys, and I've seen it work for many couples, even ones who have lost all hope. I literally had a couple at my last event stand up and say, you know what, when we started this, there's no possibility we're going to stay together. One couple is actually here and has bravely stepped up to tell their story, and I invited them because they are such an inspiration. And it's through stories of what is possible that we get to perceive something as impossible when we hear a story. So I'm going to invite Andrew and Jamie on. I'm unmuting you guys. Here we go. Hi, Andrew and Jamie. Can you guys hear me? I unmuted you. Oh, maybe they're having some trouble. Let me mute them and unmute them again. Hi, guys. Can you hear me? Oh, no. Maybe we can't get them to share their story. Andrew and Jamie, press 5-star. I see you on here. Or *5, and let's see if I can get you up here. They're an amazing couple, you guys, and they have been on this journey with me since June. Hello, Andrew and Jamie, can you hear me? Hello, hello. All right, I'm going to leave them unmuted just in case they come on here, but you are unmuted, you guys. All right, so if they get to talk to us, awesome. They were here, and they're amazing and inspiration. Maybe they'll write to y'all, tell you about it later. So one of the big things for me is I see so many people struggle, and they just don't need to struggle. All the suffering it's just completely unnecessary. The solutions really are simple. They really are simple, and it's so painful for me, actually, to watch people struggle with their sexuality when they don't have to. Oh, is that Andrew and Jamie? Did I hear you guys? Oh, I hear clicking. So So if you do nothing, you get more of the same, you guys. I want you just to think a little bit about, okay, I learned all this stuff from Jaya at the teleseminar, but then I didn't do anything with it. That's what most people do. They listen to this stuff, and then they don't do anything with it. The people who do something with it get results. So I don't want you to get more of the same thing or worse. You can spin your wheels for the next 20 years trying to fix this, or you can get a mentor and skip all the mentor. If I had had a mentor around this stuff, oh my goodness, it would have changed my life. But I actually Google searched anything. So I did all the work for you. One day, and sure, you're going to look up and your relationship is gone, or you're alone, or you find out one day that your partner had an affair because they were unhappy and you never, or people wish they knew something like this existed for them. If something like this existed for them, they wouldn't have gotten that divorce. Let me tell you, they would have been able to skip the mistake that lasts a lifetime, and they wouldn't have made that blunder that drove her away. You know, there was a guy at my last Path to Passion event, and he literally stood up in tears, and he said, if I had only asked her how she wanted to be touched, then maybe she wouldn't have left me. But I never asked her. Want that to be you. Relationships and sexuality affects everything in your life. It affects your work. It affects your finances. It affects your happiness. It affects your health. It affects everything. So spend 2 days with me in LA, and you can go to yourpathtopassion.com to learn more, and I look forward to seeing you there. Again, that's your. Okay, so I'll take questions. So press 5-star if you have any questions. Again, that's 5. For anyone who has questions, and I will be happy to take your questions. Any questions about tonight? Okay, I have some questions. All right. So I'm going to unmute you. And hello, so say hi if you ask a question, and I'll know who I'm talking to.
Hi, Jaya. This is Maura. Maura.
Oh, hi, Maura.
And I met you. You came to speak at the School of Womanly Arts last June.
Awesome. Mama Gina. Woohoo!
Yes.
Give it up to all the Mama Gina ladies who are on the call.
Yes, yes.
Sister goddesses.
And so my question is, I would love some coaching around how to get my husband to come to your April event. We live on the other side of the country.
Oh, okay.
I would just love. I'm energetic and he's sexual.
Uh huh. I see that in common.
Huh?
It's one I see very frequently, and it has its challenges. That particular combination. Good. So you need help enrolling him. Yes.
Yes. I can enroll.
Okay.
I need help getting him on the plane.
Okay. So here's the thing. You have to entice him in his blueprint. And this is what I mean by that sexy communication that isn't about criticism, but it's about arousal. And so what you want to do is you want to entice him with what he wants. You know, if he's a sexual, I would have no doubt that he wants more sex. I would have no doubt that he wants more. Have no doubt that if you told him that this would get him more of that, that would be very helpful to him. And then the other thing that would be helpful to get him on the plane, that would be a motivator, because you're speaking his language, you know, and it makes us energetic. So I'm an energetic, so it makes us cringe, you know, like when I say the word blowjob, something inside me cringes. So, and so thing I would say is find out what his resistances are. You know, is it being in a room full of people talking about up, or you know, what is it like? What seek to understand and get really curious about what his resistances are, and then see if you can address those resistances in any way. You know, if it's like, oh, you know, it's just a lot of time. It's like, well, yeah, but we're going to be together. And I would also say, and sharing with him why it's important to you. You know, I think if you come to him really vulnerable and really open, if you don't mind sharing, why is it important to you?
Sorry, you keep cutting in and out. It's important to me because I really want us to have a better sexual connection. And when I first heard about the erotic blueprints, I was like, oh, wow, neither one of us has to be wrong. Like, we're just different. And I love to, you know, I was like, you know, we learn to speak each other's languages better.
Awesome. Okay, just saying that to him is good. I think that will help motivate him. You know, I really want us to have a better sexual connection, and I think that's going to be great. And sometimes sexuals don't even realize there's an issue. For them, it's like, what? It's all good. Like, I don't understand. So you have to explain to them, you know, that this is really about deepening our relationship and our love and our connection for the long haul. Why not have hot passion? And there's other things that are possible. Great. Thank you so much for that question. That was awesome. Okay, I think I may have found Andrew and Jamie. Let me try this. I see you on here again, guys. Hi, guys. Can you hear me? Okay. No, I don't have them. All right. Okay, next question. I'm going to take next question. Okay, I just unmuted you, so if you have a question, say hello, and we'll see who says hello. I hear you. Somebody with a 248 area code. All right, not talking to me. Oh, hold on. There, now I should hear you. 248 area code, say hello.
Hi, this is Virginia.
Hi, how are you?
Good, I'm so excited to be on this call with you. I've been following you ever since I heard you interview with Tiffany Granith back on Sirius.
Oh, wow, long time, awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
So I'm just looking at the website. It references that you do get the bonus ticket, so should I list two or do I list one and then the bonus ticket will automatically be acknowledged?
Yes. So if you register now, the bonus ticket will automatically be acknowledged and then we'll reach out to you and find out who your guest is and all that good stuff.
Got it. Okay. And then we'll get the information for where the location is so we can scope out some good hotels.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be sending you a follow-up email, and somebody actually will probably get on the phone with you, and we'll be telling you exactly where the hotel is. You can fly into LAX if you're traveling from out of town, and so we're going to be right by the airport. So we will give you all of the information on the hotels and all that. It'll be really easy. Fly in right there at the airport, all that good. And the airport in LAX, if you haven't been there, is near the beach, so that's good too.
All right. Thank you.
Great. You're so welcome. Hope to see you there. Yay. Okay. I have another one here. I am unmuting you. 213 area code. Say hello.
Hi, Jaya. This is Elena.
Hi, Elena.
Hi. I'm in a new relationship, and the sex is pretty phenomenal.
Yay.
yeah. He definitely wants it more than I can keep up, like, multiple times a day if possible.
Uh-huh.
Sex is amazing, and I, similar to the first call, how would you recommend enticing somebody who's already got a good sex life into maybe making a better sex life?
Uh-huh. Awesome. I love this question. So one thing is just say, wow, like, just praise him. Like, you are amazing. We have an amazing sexual connection, amazing sexual chemistry. And wouldn't it be awesome if we could keep this up for a lifetime? Wouldn't this be awesome if, you know, we could take it even further? And, you know, there's more that's possible that maybe we haven't even tapped into. How would you like to go to a hot, juicy weekend with me and learn even more?
Okay. I'm planning on registering whether he comes or not.
Okay, she's there. Yay, congratulations.
I love you, so I'm in.
And I would just say this is an opportunity for us to get away for a weekend together. And, you know, there's evenings where you're free and you can have some fun together or sneak off somewhere together. So, you know, I would entice also expressing how you're deepening your relationship. So that would be my two cents. Awesome.
Thank you, Gaia.
And I'm curious too, if you feel like sharing, why is it important to you to go?
It's important to me because you're such an amazing educator, and I had this amazing experience with you at your home during a workshop, and I know that my sex life makes me a better person, and you're so amazing that it can only get better.
Yay. I love the attitude. It can, and it's true. It can only get better. It's so true. All right. Thank you so much, and I'll see you there. Yay.
We love you.
You too. Okay. I have another here. And this is a 905 area code. So say hello, 905.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Andrew?
Hi, Dean and Andrew.
Yay! Okay, you guys. So if you wouldn't mind just taking a moment to share with the group, and I'm having a lot of questions about inspiring your partner to get here, so if you have any two cents you want to add for that, but just share a little bit.
Actually, I do. I was listening to them wondering how to get their partner. So, I mean, this is coming from me, the guy, and
yes.
I mean, why is it so hard to get a guy to want to go to California to the beach? I don't understand that.
It's
so you can focus on having more sex with your wife. I mean, I'm not sure, but again, this is speaking to Andrew after the after Andrew, not the before Andrew.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys, where were you before you did the program with me? Where were you guys? Like, what was your sex life like? Where were you?
Well, our sex life, to be honest, and I mean no disrespect to Andrew, was a chore for me. Andrew had very limited skills in what he thought turned on a woman. He was completely sexual. So we did kiss, kiss, boobs, a little bit of vaginal or vaginal, I guess, play, and thrust, cum, done.
Mm-hmm. And how often were you having sex?
Once every 10 days, if I was lucky.
No,
I kept track.
It was about 10 times a year at max.
Yeah, 10 times a year.
Wow. Okay. And then you guys signed up to work with me and do the Ignite Your Passion program. And tell me where you're at now.
Okay. When we were with you, Jaya, as you know, it was a last-ditch effort. This has been 21 years, you guys. And we're not actors. We're real people, by the way. Claire, sing us to clarify that. We're very real people. I thought, that's it. I was a sexy, horny, young chick, 951. And I said, that's it. I guess it's done. That's the way it's going to be. And now Andrew and I look at each other. I am not kidding you. Daily with intent, which is freaking huge for me. I'm going to try not to get emotional about this. And we are sexually engaged twice a week, minimum once a week, within horrible stress because we own a heating and air conditioning company. So we are business owners with huge responsibility.
And so that you're still having sex at least two times a week. So you went from 10 times a year to two times a week. That's
awesome.
Yes.
And also conversation of how we can improve when we're done that.
And we're not
we're
done yet.
We're on fire with it. We're like new people.
We're working. Our next.
We're coming
step
back.
Mastery,
we're coming
right?
Back.
We want mastery. We want. I mean, it's just you know what the. We feel like newlyweds, and the connection that we have is crazy now. And we're
yeah.
Just...
Oh, my God. We were always good friends, which kept our marriage going, but I had huge resentment. I mean, Andrew could say, hey, do you want to go to the mall? And I'd snap at, sure,
yeah.
Why not? Bah, bah, bah. I was in wife bitch mode, which I hated. And then I haven't had that for the entire 6 months I've been with Jaya. 100%
wow.
not lying.
Yeah.
And I have karma
wow.
tattooed on my wrist to tell you I'm not shitting you.
It's awesome.
Oh, you guys are so amazing. And I have to tell everybody that Andrew and Jamie signed up for Passion to Passion again because they know that mastery means they got to stay plugged in, right, you guys?
Got
to stay plugged in.
I got to stay with it. Even if I get something that I already heard, the next time I hear it, it goes in my head, and now I know it without looking at my notes. And I am not I'm a very creative, I'm not a note freak, but every time you're there, you get one more nugget more. And you're on a path, you're on a journey. You know, you're not going to go to 0 to 100 within 1 month, but you're going to go from 0 to 100 in intention, and that's huge.
Yeah, right. Amazing. Thank you, guys. You're both so amazing, and you're such an inspiration to me and to everyone in this community. And I just want to thank you. Thank you. And I just want to thank you for always being, I mean, they were on this call the whole time, even though they've heard this stuff.
Yeah. Always.
The whole time. So thank you guys so much, and I hope you have a good night. I'm going to take some more questions, and thank you for being an inspiration.
Okay,
everybody.
We're going to hang in a bit longer.
We're going to hang in. Anybody wants to ask anything about us, or did we have sex before, or how angry were we, how much we wanted to divorce, go ahead. We'll answer.
All right. Thank you. Okay, so let me see here if anybody else has any questions. Again, that's 5-star if you have a question. And I'm just scrolling through all these names and people and seeing who else. Wow, I got the board lit up with questions. So I'm just going to start here at the top with the 615 area code. And I am unmuting you. 615 area code.
Hi, Jaya. It's Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm awesome. I want to get rid of my head cold, but other than that, I'm awesome because I'm here doing my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah.
What's the question?
Understandable. So I wanted to call because I can't come to the April thing. I'll definitely keep, looking at what your next events are, but wanted to know what you would recommend for books, that talk about the polarity. I know you had mentioned you've written 4 books, so if there was one that you would recommend reading first on, the polarity and the trifecta.
Sure. My only book that talks about this, because this stuff is so, leading edge that I just put together, but you learned a good chunk tonight, but the book that talks about this is actually my newest book, and it's called Cuff, Tied, and Satisfied. And don't let the title scare you. It is a book that it says, your kinkiest guide to sex ever. However, I touch on all the blueprints in there. I talk about polarity in there. And it's going to help you with that surrender and in control and masculine, feminine, light, dark energies. All of that is in there as well. I also talk about creating mystery, obstacle, and naughtiness in the book. So all of the book, even though it's a book sort of specific to kink, and it talks about my journey with my partner. So there's personal story in there as well as all of that. And again, that book is called Cuffed, Tied, and Satisfied. You can get it on Amazon, you can get it on my website, all those places. So
okay.
Great.
Perfect. Yeah, it'll go well next to my 50 Shades of Grey.
awesome. Enjoy. Thank you so much.
Wonderful.
Good night. Have a good night. I'm going to go to the next one.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Next question I have. An 803 area code. Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Jen?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
It's Jeffrey.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Well, again, this is cold, but I'm going to get over it. Okay, so what's your question?
All right, let me see. I caught you on your Liberated series during the stage furniture stuff with the Zeppelin and all the other stuff. But my question for you is, you didn't really touch on it, but I remember different things you had on Facebook. It's I eventually want to become a sex god, pretty much. And I know I need to learn
master.
Personal, yeah, learn about sex monster. I want to learn. Uh-huh. I have no idea to learn how to like deal with patience, finger technique, and listening to your other partner for cues for when you're doing something right and when you're doing something wrong.
Yeah, that's a great question. So what I'm hearing your question is really about the thing that I said is like the one thing that you need to learn, which is awareness. And, you know, it's about learning how to there's this great book. It's called The Alabaster Girl, and the author is Zan Perrion. I would recommend reading it. And one of the things he talks about in there are three levels of men. And when I read this, I was like, oh, my God, that's what I'm teaching the men all the time, because I actually have a program for men called Superhero Sex Mastery. And so at any rate, I'm teaching the men this. And he said, level one man is where you're like, okay, it's all about your pleasure. You know, you're worried about if she's turned on or not. You're worried about those things. But it's mostly like you're kind of focused on you, and you have this kind of anxiety going on in your head. Level two is where you would be called a good lover. Like you would be called somebody who's really good in bed. You know how to get a girl to orgasm. You know how to really turn her on. On her pleasure. Now, if you really want to blow a woman's mind, you go to level three. And level three is where you are receiving pleasure through her body. And that is what blows her mind. See, female sexuality is mostly turned on by knowing that they are desired, knowing that you want them, knowing that you are so turned on by them that they are irresistible. There's another book called A Billion Wicked Thoughts that I also recommend that talks about the formula for women's turn on. And part of it they talk about is that in a lot of erotica, and this is very true for 50 Shades, magic hoo-hoo, which means like they have what is so just turns you on so much that they are just so irresistible that you can't not have them. And when you get to level three, you are the man who is feeling the body. You are feeling your pleasure in your own body through her. And that's what's turning you on so much. But you have to go through all these layers. From a sex god or a superhero sex master, you've got to move through all those things. And so what I'd say is, one, be aware of where you are right now. And two, what do you need to learn in order, and this will be a question for you, what do I need to learn in order to go to the next stage? Or what do I need to finish here at this stage before I move into the next stage? And then what are my motivations? Like, why do I want to turn women on so much? You know, one of the reasons why I want to teach men to become superhero sex masters is because I believe that happily orgasmic women in the world will make the world a much better, more peaceful place and have people's relationships be better. So number one, I would say really just practice awareness. You know, if you start to become aware of women's bodies when you're there with them, and you can notice the little goosebumps butt to her legs, that's a sign of arousal. If you can speak all of these blueprints, that would be another thing, you know. And know that women's arousal doesn't look like screaming and yelling. Sometimes it's a deep breath. Every single blueprint has a different thing that they will give you and a different sign and signal that they will give you in order to show you that they are aroused. An energetic will shudder. A sensual will take a very big, deep breath. A sexual might moan or writhe under. They're all going to have a different way that they're going to give you feedback. Awesome. Okay. Thank you so much for that question, and I hope to see you at the event. Yay.
I hope to be there, too.
Hey.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. I have another question. 918 area code. All right. 918 area code. Hello.
Hi, Jaya. My name is Rod. My wife, Danielle, and I have been following you since we saw you on TLC.
Wow.
And, yeah, it was a while ago. I am also a fan on your Facebook page, too, so I get every now and then I get messages from there. And I'm kind of in Andrew's seat the way he used to be. My sexual drive has pretty much tanked. My wife and I have sex maybe once a month, if that. I have no desire to be sexual with her or even with myself. It's something I've been struggling with. I've been talking to doctors, taking testosterone treatments, and it sometimes works and it sometimes doesn't. And I know my wife and I are looking at your Cuff Tied and Satisfied to do that. We would really like to go to the seminar in Los Angeles, but we have a four-year-old and three-year-old twins. So
that explains a lot.
Yeah, that puts a lot of stress on everything. So would you know of any other materials that we could purchase or see that would kind of help us, especially with the five types? Yeah, the five blueprints that we were looking at, too. We're really new at the whole research part. This is actually the first time we've been talking to anyone other than our doctor about our sex life.
Wow. Congratulations, and thank you so much for your vulnerability and willingness to speak to me. So I just want to honor you and acknowledge you there. And I also really feel you, like I feel your pain around it and how much you want to change this. And the proof is that you're on this call, that you're ready. So one thing I want to just give you guys, like, awesome that you have three-year-old twins and you're here with me tonight, and awesome that, you know, you guys did that, and I'm like, you did it, so you had kids. So the other thing that I want to say is, because you have three-year-old twins, that's one thing that is a big thing to look at. That was one of the reasons why my partner's libido tanked, was we had a child, and it took him about 3 years to actually really get going again. We had his hormones tested, you know, I don't know if you guys co-sleep or anything like that, but that was lowering his testosterone because we were co-sleeping and doing a lot of, you know, nighttime sleeping with a kiddo. And we... you know, it was getting that stuff back on track. So I'm hearing your question is sources do I have, and do I have anything else on the five blueprints? So I have the Cuff Tied is the only place where that is published right now. You're convincing me that I have to get some kind of course out there. But I hear you on how hard it is, and I know because I have a five-year-old, so I still have a little one at home right now, right this moment.
Yeah, we got them.
So I hear you on that, and I would say do everything in your power to see what you can do to get to this event. And I'm not saying that because, you know, I need more registrations or anything like that. I'm saying that honestly because I know that it will change your life, and it's actually the only place right now that I have more content other than in the book. So, and I want to help you because I hear that. So, you know, do what you guys can. I don't know if you have a parent or, you know, brainstorming or someone or, you know, bringing the kiddos along, and I don't know. Email me. Let's work it out. Let's figure it out. I don't know. So, I invite you actually to email me because I feel like we should get on the phone together. And I don't know why I feel this, but I'm just going to say, please email me and say in the email that you were the one that I said we need to get on the phone together.
All right. Yeah, my wife is here. We're actually just laying on our bed just listening to you. So I know she's been listening and taking notes, and she's kind of shy, so she doesn't really talk a whole lot. I don't know if she wants hi.
Okay, that's okay. Hello, and please reach out and email me.
Okay.
Now, please say, Jaya said we need to talk, and let's talk. Let's see what we can do, because I feel you. I was there with you, and I'm passionate about making a change for you guys, okay?
All righty, thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Okay, I have another one here, 910 area code. I'm going to unmute you. Say hello, 910. Hello, 910. I'm going to mute you again and unmute you. Hello, 910. Oh, there you are. Yay, I hear you.
I'm Glenn.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. My question is, as you talked about roadblocks in your the first part, me and my wife, we have a roadblock, and it's, you know, from multiple, or from at least two births, one C-section and a third-degree episiotomy. We're constantly seeking information. I mean, because sometimes things get a little painful, and I feel that.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about therapy, physical therapists, but then again, bridging that gap for myself. How does that work, bridging that gap? If you understand my question.
Tell me more. What do you mean by that?
Okay. Well, I mean, certainly I feel, a lot of times, during intercourse, we tend to, I don't want to put my wife in pain.
Right.
Obviously. And actually for a long time, we weren't doing anything because we weren't actually connecting. Actually, probably about 8-9 years we weren't connecting. And we started to rebuild that. But still,
congratulations. But still there's pain. And you don't want to cause her pain.
No, but I don't want to cause her pain. And
right.
Obviously, she probably doesn't want to have pain either.
Right.
But now... How and being this a roadblock, because,
right?
How
do we work through this? How do you guys overcome it? You know what's so? Here's the good news. I don't know this. Haven't touched her body, but let's just make the assumption that the pain is caused by scar tissue,
okay.
Scar tissue from a C-section, and scar tissue from an episiotomy. And what happens with scar tissue, and you'll know if it's scar tissue because the pain feels like it pulls. It'll feel like it's burning. It feels like she's tearing. Those are sensations from scar tissue,
okay.
And adhesion in the pelvic floor. And so scar tissue is, in most people, really an easy fix. I will tell you that. I had it. I had a pelvic floor tear that left me with such intense scar tissue that I couldn't have sex at all. So and within 3 sessions, I had no scars and no pain. So I would say absolutely you guys have to address the pain and find somebody, I don't know where you live, but find somebody who does scar tissue remediation work, meaning they know how to work with scar tissue. A sexological body worker, which is, or a somatic sexologist. These are people who are trained in doing that. And I would ask them specifically if they've been trained in working with scar tissue. So that's what you're going to need to look at. And even though it could be the C-section scar is, I don't know what kind of pain she has, but it could be that the C-section scar is wrapping around her cervix, which can adhere it into the vaginal wall, which then quality with inability when she gets aroused, she might have pleasure, or, you know, with deep penetration, she has pleasure. I mean, pain, not pleasure. So there's so many. And you want to take a look at that. So you want to find a good sexological body worker or person who works in scar tissue remediation. Now,
okay.
You want to stay connected even though she's experiencing pain. So there's so many different things that you can do. So there's, you know, having oral sex. There's having kissing for a really long time. I would also make sure that she's highly aroused. Now, it depends on what's going on with the scar tissue. Sometimes high arousal can hurt if it's the kind that's wrapping around in the cervix and adhering it into the vaginal wall. But for the most part, with more arousal, it gets more blood into the area. I would experiment with positions. Don't be afraid to experiment with positions. My partner and I had to do this until my pain was gone, was find what worked where I had no pain. Make sure you use a lot of lubricant. We don't use enough lubricant, so make sure you're using lubricant and get the right kind of lubes that are good for her vaginal tissue. So all of this kind of stuff is really important. I mean, pain comes from the dryness. Pain comes from the scar tissue, which creates the dryness. So lube, find right positions, and get that scar tissue taken care of, because that actually is a fairly easy fix for most people in my experience is when we can melt that scar tissue, the pain goes away. So that's one big thing to look at is make sure you're looking at that scar tissue.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and you have a good evening. I'm going to go to the next question. Thank you. All right. Let's see. Who else do I have here? Oh, my goodness. Thank you guys for hanging on here. So many of you are still on this call hanging on. All right. I have a 905 area code question.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Jaya?
Oh, that's you guys.
The gentleman
that was just on before the
last one, who was talking about, you know, he kind of feels me, and I want to say the biggest thing I think that I kind of get where, you know, he's got a young one and then the twins as well, all young ones.
Oh, God.
I think the biggest thing is getting out of his head. And
yeah,
Jaya, we
he's
both,
in his head.
You know how difficult that was for me, and I think that's.
If the answer can get out of his head, anybody can.
Yeah, I mean, I had.
I'm still.
The kids, still the animals, the business, the whole bit,
happened.
And it's just amazing.
Because
so
Andrew would not, no way. I'm telling you, I'm not lying.
Yeah. And so when you're stuck in your head, you can't find your turn on. Because if you're stuck in your head, you can't find your turn on.
Exactly.
Thank you so much, you guys, for that. I didn't think about that, but yes, thank you.
100%.
Okay.
Exactly.
Carry on.
But we don't know that.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I mean, that's a big, great point. Thank you, Jamie and Andrew, for that, is, you know, working on how do we get out of our heads and into our bodies? When I surveyed people, that was one of the number one issues was I can't turn off my mind. I just can't, you know, I can't focus on getting turned on because there's 5 million things on my plate or kids or dogs or whatever going on. All right, I'm going to unmute this one, and I think this might be somebody from Ohio because I have the same area code growing up. 732 area code? Is there someone with a 732 area code? Hello? I've unmuted you.
Hi, Jai. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Hello?
Hello, Hi, can you hear me?
Sure. Yes, can you hear me okay?
Uh-huh. Do you happen to be from Ohio? I'm just curious because I had a 732 area code growing up.
Oh, okay. 732 is New Jersey.
Oh, wow. You're in New Jersey. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right. So, first of all, you're awesome. And
thank you.
I first learned of you by way of Neil Strauss. I saw a video.
Oh, wow.
I was at a training, and I've been following you ever since. So about a year. I try to keep it short and not all over the place. I think you kind of spoke to some of what I was looking to ask with another gentleman who asked the questions. But as a student of personal development, you know, I'm newly single, about a year now, and I'm looking to – I've always been into sensuality and seduction, and my former wife wasn't. And with where I am now, I'm ready to really – optimize that from a learning perspective, right? But I don't know where to start. So I guess my question is, first, where do I start? I mean, I kind of got an idea where to start as far as a part-time entrepreneur, and I define entrepreneurship as value creation, right? Make a significant impact on people's lives. So I look for coaches in every area, right? So I have a personal trainer I work with, you know, at the gym, and I'm into health. So in this area, one of the things I started doing was just reading books on seduction and sensuality and tantra, and then you came along. So I'm looking to incorporate what you teach and, you know, what you're sharing. So where would you suggest first? You mentioned two books. I wrote those down. And
you mentioned something really important. And I think that this thing that's really important is, okay, we get a coach for personal fitness. Those of you who are in business, a lot of you get business coaches. We get a health coach. Get coaches in all these areas, but we don't get mentorship around sexuality. And this is, I mean, yay for you to be, you know, seeking this out and to, you know, seeking out mentors. So the best way to learn about sexuality is hands-on mentorship. That's what I'm going to say, mentorship, you know, get hands-on, that's awesome. So find a coach who you can, you know, get some really great hands-on training with, which is rare, or get a practice partner that can, you know, be a person for you to get some hands-on training. So that would be great. Now, because sex is something we do, that's why I say get hands-on training as much as possible and don't be afraid to make mistakes. Now, the next piece I would say is, how are you the best learner? Are you a auditory learner, meaning, you know, you learn best by listening? Are you a visual learner, meaning you learn best by seeing something? Are you a kinesthetic learner, like I have to touch it? How do you learn best?
I would say visual and hands-on. So, like, we're sitting together, this is what this means, now we're going to do it.
Great.
You know, it's like
Great. Full
immersion, right? So
Great.
One of the things I decided to do, you know, I'm now actually in Texas. I'm here for a little bit, and I found a Tantra coach. You know, I went to get into Tantra, and I was going to meet with her. And this is just my thinking as an entrepreneur, right? Like, I meet with my personal development coach every quarter. And they say you could become successful in a 90-day period with anything, you know, if you
Absolutely.
Set a goal and you hit it, right? So my thought was, and I like to incorporate you into this at some point, which you kind of said with a personal coach, was meet with her. We have a tantric experience because I want to get past the place of just ejaculating, right? Like,
yes.
I mean, like a full-body orgasm.
Full-body,
yeah,
multiple orgasms, non-ejaculatory orgasms. You know, I want to encourage you because all that stuff's possible. Had a new guy I just started working with. He just did a workshop on Valentine's Day weekend, and he had like two, three, I think he's had four non-ejaculatory orgasms since the workshop. So,
wow.
So yes.
Wow.
And so I agree with you absolutely. I think the best way that we learn one is by seeing it and then by doing it. And so, you know, if you can get to workshops that have that, you know, like we do a demo and then we all actually practice together. Those
right,
are going to be
right.
great ways for you to learn, getting a hands-on mentor. I made my videos, so I don't know if you're aware of all my videos, but I made all my videos so that you can watch and then practice along with them. So that's another way to learn, you know, all that stuff. And get thee to Path to Passion, because that's going to be more hands-on learning there and opportunities.
That's
you know, I have other workshops, so go to yourpathtopassion.com and check that out, because that's my next event, and I'd love to see you there learning how to be a superhero sex master. Yay!
Absolutely, and have value. And that was my last question, and I appreciate your time. Do you do any personal coaching? At some point, once I achieve a certain sense of financial independence,
yes.
I would like to get to that place where I can fly out and spend a weekend with you or whatever you set up. And we,
yes,
you know,
I do have some VIP clients. So
okay.
I do have some VIP opportunities. Usually my VIP clients have to come to the event, and the reason being is that I want to kind of get to know you a little bit and see that you're committed before we agree to do any kind of VIP work. So yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But the first step is to get to some of the events.
Right.
All
now,
right.
You mentioned one event you're having in April.
Yep.
Should I just check the site for other dates in 2015?
Yeah, check that site.
Okay, great. All right.
All right.
Well, I appreciate you, and thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, let me check if we have some more questions. My goodness, thank you guys for hanging in here. I love your questions. This is my favorite part. My favorite part is always answering questions. All right, I have a 320 area code. Hello, 320.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm awesome. And what's your name?
Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. So tell me, what's your question?
I'm really glad that the question about the subject of a C-section was brought up, because I actually had a child about a couple of years ago, and I had a C-section, but I've also got an IUD. And I've been having a lot of pain with sex, you know, excuse the frankness, but especially while on top. And I was wondering, I guess, if I were to check into scar tissue remediation and that weren't the case, what would you recommend if the pain was being caused by the IUD?
Yeah, so are you asking me what are some alternatives to birth control if the pain is being caused by the IUD?
I guess more so maybe just solutions outside of removing the IUD, like if there are any exercises that could be done, or maybe if it's just that certain positions would be off limits while the IUD's in.
Yeah, I would actually talk to your doctor about different. There are different things to use. I'm not a big fan of them, so I will just tell you that straight out.
Okay.
I have seen some issues with them, so mm-hmm. I'm not a huge fan. I do love something called an ovulens, which that can be helpful. But the birth control methods, that's the best thing I found, that's most natural and tells you actually when you're ovulating, but you have to really chart and keep track, and maybe you don't want to mess.
Okay.
But the thing that would be more concerning to me, because I doubt it's from the IUD, is the mm-hmm. C-section. So I would say that's probably what's going on, is that you have some adhesion of the cervix into the vaginal canal or something else going on there. And again, I wouldn't know unless I had my hands on you. But go ahead and feel your own scar. Feel where it pulls, if you're having
frustration. A lot of the pain is like a deep aching pain in my stomach, and it goes on for hours.
Yeah. You probably have some adhesion in there, hon. So I would, I would get with a good sexological body worker or someone who can help you with that. Or if you're ever in LA, reach out. But that's probably, I would say, more than the IUD, what's going on there. And, talk to your doctor about the IUD if it turns out that that's what's causing the pain. But, I would check with your doc there. All right. Thank you for the question.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right, let's see if we have any more questions. I am so proud of you guys for hanging in there so long tonight. Okay, this is last chance. I don't see any more questions, so if you have one, 5-star for questions. All right. Okay, awesome. So just to wrap up, thank you for those of you who hung in there this whole time. I hope to see you all at Paths of Passion. Again, the website is it's going to be April 18th and 19th in LA. We're going to have an awesome time. We're going to go deeper. We're going to learn lots of stuff. We are offering it for $197 for the 2-day event, and you get a bonus ticket if you sign up in the next 7 days. So, again, that's yourpathtopassion.com. I've so enjoyed talking to you guys. I have to do this more often. This was my first time I ever did a teleseminar like this, just open to the public. So thank you all so much. I'm going to unmute everybody so that we could all just say goodnight. And, again, go to yourpathtopassion.com, find out more about the event. And I'm muting everybody. Let's say goodnight. Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.
Conference muted.